Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Happy Monday. It's time for a look at the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. We got the stuff for our kitchen remodel through them, and their experts helped us through the whole process. You can, too. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin, and online at allnaturalstone.com. Check them out. All right, here's what's happening. So smoke continues to be your headline as your air quality is predicted to be to show modest improvement and yet still awful.
Yeah.
So seriously consider your exercise today and when and how long and even if you should, depending on your health. I know for some people it's a mental health thing and they got to do it, and I'm with you. I'm also going to try and go outside today because I need it. That said, the fires have kind of moved COVID back, if only slightly, in the news cycle. And that's also the smoke and the air quality we're breathing. It's become the main focus here in California, although COVID has not gone away at all.
No.
In fact, unfortunately, we've spent less time lately talking about our healthcare hero workers because we have been focused on the fires. And I know I certainly I feel bad about it because it greatly affected my ability to do this show. And yet I was running. We were on the run. You know, I mean, there's nothing.
Right.
That's real life. And it got in the way of what I normally like to do. This everything has its right place. And I have my here's where I wake up and how I. And none of that. Everything went out the window during that couple weeks there. But
yeah,
back to my point.
Had to be trying.
Our healthcare heroes kind of have fallen back in our thought process. And I thought, oh, my God, this story's so great. So although college football, some places have said, we can't do that. Others have said, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's just one of those sort of mix. It's a mess, actually, if you want to know what I really believe. That I don't know who's playing or when and how or how they're going to come up with any kind of end of season winner.
Right.
But the University of Mississippi created drink cups for their stadium featuring healthcare heroes.
Oh.
So they were putting on the cups the faces of people working at emergency rooms, doctors, nurses.
Oh, that's nice.
EMTs, the ambulance that's fired. It's pretty great, right?
A reminder of who you're going to see because you're at a college game?
Well, I don't know that that's what they were trying to say. The problem
pre-meet
is
your healthcare givers.
They say here, the problem here is that it looks like they were pulling images off the internet.
Oh, they didn't ask anyone's permission for this.
Nope. No, that's not the problem. The problem is someone said, this isn't a healthcare worker. This is a porn star from a movie I recognize. He's wearing a doctor's getup, but that guy's name is Johnny Sins, and he's a porn star. What are you trying to... What is this?
Oh, That's funny.
So
we just believe anything. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the internet.
Porn star made it onto the Hero Cups.
They were just taking random doctors and nurses and sticking them on cups. That's classic.
There's your boy.
Oh, there he is. There, Dr. Johnny Sins.
So I don't recognize him, but I guess someone out there in the world did and was happy to call them out on it. And
he's got the medicine you need, and he's going to give it to you.
The Hero Cups are over, everyone.
That's great. Oh.
Their best efforts foiled.
Well, I thought they were going to be in trouble because somebody said, hey, I didn't want to be on your dumb cup. But no, that guy's like, yeah, I'm on your cup. I'm on your other stuff, too.
Well, I'm sure as this story gets reported, there's probably his searches go up. He's probably riding high as Dr. Johnny Sins.
Well,
check me out over here. I mean, what's his bucket? Chris Evans got more searches today probably than he ever has.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's great. I mean, I wanted to see that so bad just because I couldn't immediately find it. If I'd found it, I would have looked at it and gone, oh, it's Chunch. But then I was like obsessed. I spent 10 minutes looking for that this morning. I couldn't find it.
Well, that's what I'm telling you is he probably is like, oh, my God, my name has been searched more today or the last 4 days than it was the whole time I was Captain America.
And it's really just in silhouette, too. It's not even like a great picture of it. It's just a wiener. Might not even be his. Who knows?
I definitely, when I looked at the shot, I went, oh, boy, he doesn't know how to do this. You need, like, full stadium lighting. You need it a full view of
spotlights,
everything.
Like Hollywood style.
Yeah, what are you doing? What is this shaded stuff? That's what girls send. Girls are like, oh, let me send you something sexy. No, thank you. Light it all. Light it all and send it all.
Yeah.
Everything.
Or it doesn't do any good.
Close up, please.
Oh, God. Yuck.
Stop it. There's nothing yucky about the female form. Nothing.
Whatever you say.
Zero is yucky.
I don't know. Getting a close up on that is not. It's not ideal.
It's excellent, and you stop it right now. Don't even put that out there. Ugh. Terrible. Ugh. A group of cyclists in California here did the right thing. I actually had this exact story happen to me once, and I was, well, a morally vacant youth, and the only reason I did the right thing is because my mom caught me. But these guys, they're riding their bikes down the road. This was a couple Sundays ago. And they come upon $4,000 scattered on the ground. And they're like, look at all this money. They keep looking and they find a wallet nearby the pile of cash. So they got it all back together. They scooped it all up, got it together, and got it back to the guy. It turns out he accidentally had left it on the back of his truck when he drove off.
We do that.
All that cash went flying, and his ID and license and every credit card. And luckily, these cyclists did the right thing.
That's very nice of them.
Yes, absolutely.
And that guy was like, oh, thank God I can pay my drug dealer. Whew.
I don't know what that cash was all about, but I know when I was a boy.
What do you need that for?
Me and Eric Dyer skateboarding down the street, and a wallet drops. Truly appeared to have dropped out of the sky right in front of us. Mm-hmm. And we're both like, I get the money. And then we, you know, go through the thing and we're like, it was filled with cash. It turns out this guy had just made a withdrawal. This was at a time when you went into the bank to do that, everyone.
Yes.
There was no ATM.
No. You filled out
but
a
anyway,
slip, had to talk to someone.
We got it home to my house and there we are. We can't believe how much cash is in this thing. It's a lot of cash. I don't remember the number, and my mom walks in. And meanwhile, we're like, oh, I'm buying 3 skateboards. I'm getting a surfboard. If we split
this up.
Oh,
you had big plans for it.
Yeah. And then my mom walks in and we've got that just cat that ate the bird or whatever that look on her face is. And she goes, what are you two up to? And we're like, we found a bunch of money, and can we please keep it? And she's like, Oh my God, you found money. Where is it? Because we'd stashed it under the couch when we heard her coming in.
No.
She, and we lift up the cushion and she's like, you guys were trying to keep this? Where's the... And next thing you know, it's already back at the guy's house. And he's like, you guys, this was my Christmas shopping money. Thank you so much. And we're like, all right, lesson learned. Jeez.
Did he cut you, you know, drop a
$100? I think he gave us like $50 or something or whatever. Nice. But it was really like... If there are times in my life where I could see just the moral vacancy, there's an example of it where I didn't.
Well, you were a kid, Vin.
Well, sure, but still.
Money was hard to come by. It's not like you had a job. You had to wait for your dad to give you some money or get your allowance.
Still, pathetic. Glad my mom made us do the right thing.
Right.
That's for sure. I guess this has been one of those stories that's been floating around. Office romance has been hit hard in the pandemic as people who once had access to each other daily now are finding themselves unable to get together.
Yeah, except in the closet with the FaceTime happening. Oh,
so
my husband went to the supermarket. I'm gonna hop in the closet real quick, get away from the kids. This is going to be good.
Is a new survey says almost half of people say they've had an office romance at some point, whether that was just to do it once or a full-fledged relationship.
Well, those are the people you're around.
I'm not surprised. Sure. Yeah. I'm not surprised at all. 1 out of 5 of those couples are still together. So I guess they just put a pin in it during the pandemic, or they're going in the closet like you just described. Yeah. They say usually office romance lasts a little under a year, and that's when the awkwardness starts about whether or not it's going to be the future or just a dumb thing we did, and now we got to figure out how to not see each other at work every day.
Right. Crunch. That's the tough thing about that is once you break up, there they still are every day, especially if they dumped you. Oh, ouch. I think the only one going into work right now is Nicole. So let's see, you got Brian and Michael to choose from. Anything, any prospects
good.
There? Really?
And sure? I rarely see them. So it's like.
That's too bad. Do you get all excited when they are like, oh my God, another human?
No. Oh. Yeah. It's COVID.
Which Michael are you seeing?
Michael Martin.
Yeah, he comes in, but he stays in his office.
He's going in, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I just go, what's up? And then that's it.
All right. Good for you. Well, that's a hey,
maybe
it's a
we
good
get
time
her an
to
intern.
Network with the big boss. She's right. Talking to him.
Get me an intern.
Yeah, get you an intern, someone to talk to every day.
Oh. They say here that about 1 in 10 people speaking to the big boss got it on with their boss. So that's not the usual office romance, is not with the boss. That's the... The rarity.
Well, it is. It's a bad idea.
You ever do your boss?
But especially if you are the boss. I mean, imagine that. Like, that's just dumb. What are you doing? That person's got leverage.
Well, what did the famous friend of ours once say? The heart wants what it wants.
Yeah, I know that guy.
When I heard that story, that took my head clean off.
I'm
like, what?
Well, Vinny,
that
wants what it wants. Like, does it? Couldn't you just tell it no? Seems like you guys have some other stuff going on. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We should stop. I'm afraid.
We should. Love that
Oh, you know what? I'm running out of time. Let me do a quick update on the NFL for you. The Niners lost yesterday to Arizona. We look good. Our quarterback was a little rusty, a little behind on his passes, and... So our opportunity to get the win there towards the end went away as he, you know, couldn't get it done. But he's coming off a Super Bowl season. I'm guessing it's just a little bit of rest that will come right off by next game. Go Niners.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Today, there's 2 games. Pittsburgh versus the New York Giants at 4:15 and Tennessee versus Denver at 7 o'clock. Depending on when the first game ends. And there's no basketball today, but... I'll update you on that tomorrow. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, come on.
What?
Okay, this texter, you're banned from texting. It was about me saying there's nothing yucky at all about the female form, and this person just describes a bunch of stuff that doesn't even happen. Stop it.
No. Oh.
God.
Is it that purple broccoli something?
Don't.
That thing? Blue cabbage?
Don't. I don't even know what you're talking. Podcast listener here. No clue what you're currently talking about yet, but we need more Nicole. She's flipping hot.
Oh. Nicole is a cutie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she is.
It's Nicole
nice lady too.
_ DeJesus. DeJesus.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yep.
Did you get some followers last week when we gave you the plug?
Yeah, I did.
Follow Nicole. She doesn't post. She's not an overposter either. She hardly ever posts, but
yeah,
they're cute.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. 925 says, oops, I meant to text that to my wife because she's a huge fan and advocate for recycling. Carry on. That was the story I did in the first report, I guess, that they...
Yeah, they referenced.
If Blockbuster bought Netflix, who's to say the new CEO would have made the decision to go the streaming route? And if they didn't, Netflix would probably be dead too. You never know. Well, I thought of that. And what I believe is someone would have come in and filled that void, and it would be a different name, but someone would have seen that the technology was headed this direction. Clearly, Blockbuster didn't. Someone else wrote in and said, Blockbuster didn't want to buy Netflix because they made 90% of their profit on late fees, and I'm a victim of their late fee rule.
90%?
I spent so much money on late fees. Because those dumb movies, you'd bring them home, you'd get them, and then something would come up, and you'd be busy, and you wouldn't get to them as you had planned. And then 4 days later, you're like, oh, I got 3 rentals over there by the TV I need to get to. And those are all late fees that they got to enjoy.
Oh. I'm surprised that 90%, though.
Well,
maybe
that's
they're
a
just throwing
I don't
that
know
out
if,
there, right?
Yeah, maybe they don't know, but I can't find the exact text. Anyway. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.